T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Be embarrassed about your dental condition with me. I'm Lou Siegelman, and I'm here to help you and encourage you. Again, that's 212-974-8737 or dentalphobia.com.
According to the 2010 census, only 13% of the population was over 65. Well, I wasn't part of the 13% back then, but I am now. And with the 2020 census, my response will inform funding for things like healthcare, public transit, all types of things to make 65 feel like the new 40. Yeah, okay, maybe the new 50.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Winds News Time 9:50. And joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline this morning, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. Governor, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Bridget.
We got a kind of scary update from Governor Cuomo on the numbers. Do you have new numbers for us this morning?
I do not. We do our numbers typically around midday. As of yesterday, we had 427 positives, 5 fatalities. We're examining a couple of other fatalities as we speak just to determine cause. And the concentrations continue to be overwhelmingly up north near New York City. So Bergen County, Hudson County, Essex County, and then down into the central part of the state, Middlesex and Monmouth counties. Those are where our biggest number of cases are.
Right. So Governor Cuomo was saying that they did some like 8,000 tests overnight, kind of a crazy number. He expects the number of cases to go up astronomically. Are you expecting the same thing?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be doing 8,000 overnight, but we are opening up our testing regime dramatically. We've got our first drive-through testing will open tomorrow at Bergen County College. We hope to have a second one in the central part of the state opened in a matter of days. I'm also looking at something in the south. The fact of the matter is when you combine community spread to at least to some degree in certain communities, plus opening up the testing regime as we have continued to do and will continue to do, without question the numbers are going to go up. But we're also, and I might add, with in coordination with New York, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania, we're all taking incredibly aggressive steps to try to flatten this curve. And while the numbers are going to go up before they go down, we got to get through this as soon as we can.
Yeah, I want to just back it up for a second. You mentioned one of the north. We've been reporting this morning about the center opening today in Paramus. We also were reporting that another one is opening up in Holmdel, that would open next week. So there's a third one. Is that correct?
No, that's correct. There are two. One tomorrow, Bergen County College. Okay. And we'll have more information on that. Again, this is first and foremost for symptomatic folks with a priority for healthcare workers. So this is not for the so-called worried well. We want to prioritize this. And then secondly, the one in Holmdel is at the PNC Garden State Arts Center, which is right off the parkway. And I hope that is a matter of days.
Okay.
And then beyond that, we're trying to open up others. I had a good conversation with some folks to try to do something in the south, but I don't have a date or a location yet for you on that.
Okay, gotcha. Just want to make sure what our reporters are saying jives with what you have, Governor. So, okay, so let's say I have symptoms and I want to go to one of these testing centers. Do you call first, and how long does it take to get results?
Yeah, you do need to get a reservation, and that reservation has to be based, and we'll give the details of this in a couple of hours. We're still ironing out a couple of the kinks, but it has to be based on a healthcare assessment by a doctor or by some person who can assess your symptoms. You need a reservation. Again, priority for the healthcare workers. They are our heroes right now. Getting them and keeping them healthy is our top priority, and then there'll be a protocol. You'll be given a window of time to show up, and in terms of turnaround, my hope it would be within a couple of days. So this is going to be a pretty fast turnaround reality.
Oh, that would be great, because I'm sure you've seen the stories of people on pins and needles, obviously, awaiting those results. So, Governor, I heard you yesterday telling people, stop the gathering. Do it. I just got an email a little while ago from my kid's school saying they don't even want kids hanging out on the school fields or the playgrounds. What's your message to people about getting together socially at all?
Yeah, so Bridget, I'm glad you asked. First of all, there's anxiety out there. We get it. We respect it. Our job is to be as forthright as possible to remind people we're going to get through this. It won't be unscathed, but we will get through it. But our job is to lower your anxiety as opposed to raise it. But there are still a few folks who don't believe in this. I think there's very few of them at this point. And I've said all along, trust us, believe us. And if we're wrong, it's on me. But more importantly, are folks who very benignly, maybe even innocently, don't care. They see this as something abstract, and that's a particular challenge with young people. They look at the data and they realize, although the data out of France and Italy overnight was concerning, but for the most part, young people are less impact than older folks. The problem is this: you could gather, you could spread it unwittingly, and even to the extent that you're asymptomatic, but guess what? You're having dinner or you're having a cup of tea with your grandmother or grandfather or a neighbor or an uncle and aunt, and you could be passing that on. So our message is unmistakably, stay home. We have basically shut the state down. We're shutting any non-essential traffic between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. every day. We don't take those steps lightly. It brings me no joy. But the message is screaming, stay at home. And by the way, that's going to have a huge economic impact, which we also understand, on individual small businesses. We're going to need the federal government in a huge way. I think in the New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut region, we're going to need $100 billion of block grants alone from the feds to help us to continue to serve our population in need.
Yeah, Governor, I'm glad you brought up the young people maybe not getting the message. The CDC is really hammering that today, saying that 20% of cases are among people 20 to 44 years old. You mentioned Washington. We've been reporting that President Trump is going to be teleconferencing with some governors today. Are you among those governors?
I am. So this is the second call we would have this week. We had one on Monday with the president and vice president, and we have another one scheduled for today right after our daily press conference. We'll continue, Bridget, our asks, which are, number one, we need more personal protective equipment. We've got a big ask in. We got a fraction of it. We still have a huge need. We need boots on the ground. That's going well, actually. FEMA Region 2 is helping us set up the testing site I mentioned earlier, and the Army Corps of Engineers is meeting with me literally today on more hospital beds. And then the third piece is the huge economic help we're going to need. As I said, in the region, I think it's a $100 billion price tag right now in block grants directly to states.
Okay, we're about the hospital beds. As I'm sure you know, the Comfort ship, the Navy ship, is coming into New York Harbor. Do any New Jersey people get to go there, or is that strictly New York?
No, to be determined. To the credit of the White House, the Vice President and I spoke directly about it. He spoke, I think, in particular to New York and New Jersey. We're still looking at that. Two things that you should know, though. Number one, I think it's a matter of weeks away, not days. and I hope I'm wrong about that. But secondly, it is overwhelmingly likely that whoever has access to it, would take non-COVID-19 patients, would go on that ship to free up the hospital beds and critical care units for the COVID-19 patients. So there'd be essentially a displacement. It's too early to determine how much of that is going to impact New Jersey. We're looking at opening wings of hospitals that are closed, opening complete hospitals that were closed, repurposing things like dorm rooms for the low-level symptomatic. That's a big reason why the Army Corps is sitting with us today to try to figure out all of that.
Yeah, I read nursing homes, too, unused nursing homes.
Unused nursing homes, yeah. Correct, is also on the list.
Yeah. Governor, I only have a minute left, but I just wanted to ask you quickly about Newark Airport. What's it like there? Ghost town?
Well, it wasn't a ghost town over the weekend because the restrictions on European travel were put in place, and it was to the contrary. I think that the folks were, and again, we're all living through this for the first time, so this is not pointing any fingers or blame, but I think the incoming Customs and Border Patrol folks were overwhelmed in terms of the disproportionate numbers. That has calmed down based on my assessments and what I'm hearing back. I'm not sure it's a ghost town. I don't have an update for you today. It is one of 11 funneling airports in the country, along with JFK. So if the president makes a move and determines a particular area is a no-fly zone or there's a restriction, Newark Liberty will be impacted by that.
All right. Governor, ever so quickly, any words of encouragement?
Listen, yes, we're going to get through this, Bridget. We will get through it, though, only if we all do our part. We take it seriously, from the little things, washing hands with soap, to social distancing, to adhering to the policies and laws that we've laid down. We will get through this, assuming all of us in our state, all 9 million of us, and our neighboring states, that we all do our part.
All right. Governor Murphy, live on 1010 Winds. Thank you so much.
And thanks, Bridget.
Good luck to you. Stay well.
You too.
Winds News Time, 9:50.